lot of feel-good stories during the pandemic. Julie Schultz is the principal of Ravis High School in Burbank. They had an outdoor graduation ceremony, and the principal, Julie, joins us now. Did you get emotional during the ceremony, Julie?
I always do a little bit every year. I think my emotions, though, were mostly of happiness, to see the kids, to allow them to have this time to have a little bit of closure, but more importantly, to celebrate their accomplishments. I would say mostly happy tears.
Happy tears. I think we all remember, at least I do, we all remember our graduations. I remember high school vividly. I remember college vividly. These seniors got cheated this year.
They did. There's definitely loss, and I think we all can, you know, empathize with that. I think what I love about the Rams is they find the win. You know, their time was much more, you know, than the lost time after March 13th. It was about when they walked in our door, right? Freshman year. So we work hard to find the wins, and I think those kids, they did that.
Well, are other high schools doing this? Because yours is the first that we've read and saw a video of.
You know, I really can't speak for every other high school. We were lucky enough to really discuss this plan, you know, with our team like we do all, you know, with everything we do, and stay within the state guidelines. And when we had that ability to provide the in-person experience, of course, with modifications, social distancing guidelines, we decided to celebrate graduation on the day it was originally scheduled. So that was our day. As far as other schools, I know they're doing their best, right? We all want the best for our kids. So they're working within those guidelines, I'm sure.
How many kids graduated this year?
We had 432 graduates.
Oh, my gosh, 432. Now explain to people how you did the graduation ceremony at Ravis High School in Burbank, Illinois.
We did it with all hands on deck. It really does start with a great Board of Education who, you know, trusts us to come together as a team. It starts with our superintendent, Dr. Daniel Reardon, who really empowers each one of us to be ourselves. And, you know, finally, our graduation coordinator, Tom Whitting, and his team, really the brains behind the logistics in our maintenance department. We come together, we meet, we toss around every possibility, and to put this plan in action, we have a private driver's education lot that's fenced in. Therefore, our students and families were able to enter off of one of our main roads. They were given a blue carpet, like a red carpet, or the blue and white Rams. So, right. They were given a blue carpet experience, where one carload, per child, was able to enter into the lot and have that personal, intimate, up close front row experience, watching, their son or daughter walk across the exact same stage we used with every graduating class before them. And that was very key for us, that would be meaningful. That would be something special.
That is so great. So the car pulls up, the kid walks out, walks on stage, and you're standing there with the diploma. Is that right?
So they walk down the blue carpet, and their name would be read. So every student was read. We had two birthdays yesterday. Also, we were able to sing happy birthday to those kids.
Nice.
And yes, the child was walked onto the stage, and they were accepted their diploma cover. We did not hand them anything. We just stood on the stage. We were live streaming, so you might have saw us cheering very loud, but we didn't hand anything to them. They just picked up their diploma cover, and we were afforded the opportunity that they had a professional photographer there so they could take a picture. It was great. So, and then the kids exited the stage.
So they exit the stage, get back in their car, and drive away?
And they drive away, and on their way out, the senior class officers were there to give them their final, you know, salute out of the building to become part of the alumni club, and they received a Revis mask so that they're always covered. How about that? They're always covered.
Oh, my gosh, what a great idea. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Curtis is smiling. We're all smiling here because it's such a great visual, and the way that you figured this out, I absolutely applaud you for it. I just love it. And 432 students, how long did this take on graduation day?
So our timeline was 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We divided the senior class into Alpha Slice. We had approximately 24 students scheduled per half hour, and we just relied on our social media communication. And then, of course, I you know, call the kids or email the students. And I have to applaud our families. I really would just like to say thank you to them, because they showed up in their time slot and made it very easy for us to allow every student the chance to have their moment in the sun, so to speak. And we had great weather for that, too.
So some of these students, for the first time, were on time. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no, attendance matters at Revis. Those kids know that. No, but they were so compliant, and they were just so good. I think they were very nervous, you know, as you can imagine, not being, you know, on school grounds or even to grab a glimpse of their classmates. They knew what they were coming into. They understood that it wasn't the same.
Right.
And we were trying to be as transparent as possible, but also very hopeful and jovial. And I think we were able to capture that. And a lot of it had to do with the parents. They decorated their cars phenomenal. They really made it feel special for their child.
We're talking with Julie Schultz, the principal of Revis High School in Burbank. Take me back 2 months ago when you had to call off school. What was that like as a high school principal? How much pressure were you under? How much stress were you under? Take me through that day.
We had that decision on Friday, March 13th, right? There are just some days you'll always know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're more empathetic for what the kids are going through. You know, that is their routine. People like structure. And kids had a whole 6 to 8 weeks ahead of them for their sports, their activities, the play, music. Extracurriculars make their lives at this time, and so do their friends. So the disappointment really is the unknown, because going back 2 months, who knew we were going to be here? But I will say we have such a strong faculty and staff who stayed connected with our students.
Right.
And that matters. I mean, it really is about the whole child, right? The person, you know, stress manifests so differently in each one of us, especially as adults, but more importantly as a child. And we just really needed to focus our efforts on not how we were feeling, but how they were feeling. And I think that was the key to making it one day at a time.
A lot of teachers, were they doing Zoom meetings in a lot of Zoom, a lot of video?
Yeah, we use Google. We're a one-to-one school, so each of our students had access to devices, and also they had access to our IT department. We have what we call a Chrome Depot, so they needed any help, they just contacted eLearning. But our teachers did, on a weekly basis, reach out to students. We had our counselors, you know, just, again, all hands on deck, social workers, psychs, really making sure we were hearing from kids, and if they were not engaged, what was the root cause and how could we help support them?
You know, it's pretty amazing. All over the world, you as an educator, as a principal of a high school, you had to switch gears and get to e-learning right away. It's just amazing how everyone switched gears and made it happen.
You know, pivoting and being flexible, I think, are keys to any position you're in, right? And lucky for us, we are a one-to-one school. So last year, we had already piloted e-learning in 2 occasions. So our faculty and students were trained. They also had access to some frequently asked questions. So jumping into it this year, they were ready. They knew how to access online learning, and they had the tools to do so. But we know e-learning was never built for months at a time.
Right.
It never replaces the most important intervention, and that is the classroom teacher.
Right. Human interaction. So what's the fall semester look like? What's the new school year look like coming up this fall?
Well, it's a new school year, so we're planning for opening day just like everyone else, and we're waiting for those guidelines to be released, right? We're like everyone else. We're waiting for the next set of parameters, but our team is strong and ready for whatever that might actually look like.
Wow. Julie Schultz, principal of Revis High School in Burbank. Nice work with the graduation. Great to talk to you. I appreciate your time today.
Oh, I appreciate you giving the Rams a chance. Thanks.
All right, Julie, take care.
Bye-bye now.
That is just awesome. 432 cars pulled up from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and the kid got out of the car. God, that is great. I love it. That's fantastic. Good for them. It's 720 WGN.